Crew.
Only on the new Hot 96.9.
Is it worth stalking your own partner if you're thinking that there is a chance they might be cheating on you? Now, the reason I'm asking this is because Melissa has a friend who has had a little bit of a situation, right, Melissa?
Yeah, they're suspecting that their partner is cheating and is considering putting a GPS tracker on them.
Okay.
I don't know if she's trying to do it like, because you know how you can put them on your phone?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's what she was trying to do, and listen.
She should do it.
No way!
If she's got a failing, go ahead and do it. If you had a failing, listen, yeah? That you might have roaches in your apartment, guess
oh,
what?
Jesus.
You might want to, you know, fumigate a little bit.
I'm putting Raid down.
Yeah, exactly.
The end.
So she should put some Raid down and do some digging.
But don't you think that, like, everything that is done in the dark is going to come to the light eventually? When you start going out looking for something like that, I don't know. Well, I feel like there's a major chance for you to get burned in the process.
Well, let's find out. Tina, what happened to you?
So I had my suspicions, and I did do some digging, and I found out he was cheating on me.
Well, what'd you do to do some digging?
So it was back in the day when MySpace was around, and he blocked me on MySpace but had me on Facebook. I asked a friend to go and look at his MySpace, and he had pictures up with his ex-wife. And I was going through Yep, and I was going through cancer at the time, cancer treatment, and he was supposed to be there for me.
Oh,
yep.
My God.
Well,
it worked out.
Blocking you on social media isn't like, there's no reason, that's not a suspicion, that's like a sign.
Red
that's
flag.
The red flag, that's, I don't want to be with you
anymore. Feel like people start do the stalking process really only once they have suspicion. It's like you already know, you just need confirmation.
No, well, sometimes people get burned a lot, so it's like then they get with a person that's good and they just can't get over the fact that they got burned in the past. So even though this person's not doing anything, they're like, you're chewing differently tonight.
Nah, but if like Melissa was saying with a friend, it's a gut feeling thing. Like if you have this gut feeling that something's going on, you need to dig into it. People just don't wake up one morning and just feel a certain way. There's something that's making them feel this way.
Juan.
Yes.
You were stalked?
Yes, I was stalked, and I don't think it's right because the simple fact, like in my case, I ended up hating my girl. I have children with her. She stalked me. All I did was go from work to home, home to work. That's it.
So
7 days a week. That's it.
And for some reason, she thought you were messing around?
She did, yes. And we were together for a very long time.
Were you messing around?
Ended up, no, never did. Never did.
So what made her what was the thing that she said that you were doing that made her feel this way? It wasn't like you were just going to work and coming home.
I got accused from sleeping with everybody in her family, including her mother and her gay aunt.
To
having sex with her friends on her bed while she was asleep on it.
Wow.
What?
Fathering kids that I've never had, you know.
Jeez.
So, I mean, I just ended up hating her for it, you know, and I tried to work through it, but it just never worked out. I kept trying. It's like the more I tried to prove to her that I wasn't cheating on her,
mm-hmm.
the more she thought I was.
Did she ever apologize to you? Like, if you said you never did this, so the whole time she felt like you were doing this.
She still thinks that. We're broken up, and she still calls me accusing me of cheating on her.
Wow, man.
Even though we're not together, she still accuses me of cheating
on her. See? Ruined the relationship because of it.
Nah, she was crazy.
So there you go, Melissa. Tell your friend
to
make sure. He needs to have blocked her on social media. Like, that girl, like, you know what I'm saying? Something like that. But if she's just like, I don't know, he smells a little different or something like that, she might want to hold out a little bit.
Wake up!
It's Hot 96.9's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.